EU Green Deal an ideology-driven monster causing energy crisis in Europe, MEP. By Peter Catalan, November 10, 2022. A German MEP has blamed the European Union's Green Deal for causing its current energy crisis, describing the climate project as an ideology-driven monster. Dr. Sylvia Limmer, a member of the populist Alternative for Deutschland party, has decried the EU's Green Deal agenda as being an ideology-driven monster that has been causing serious issues for energy stability on the continent. With many countries in the bloc having become extremely reliant on gas supplied by Russia, increasing hostilities with Moscow have resulted in prices ratcheting up over the past number of years, ultimately culminating with the availability of the supply collapsing in the wake of the Ukraine war. However, while a number of Europeans seem to think that the conflict on its eastern border has given it yet another excuse to push the green agenda even further, Dr. Limmer claims that it has ultimately been the EU's green policies that have resulted in this mess in the first place. In a statement seen by Breitbart Europe, Limmer criticized the fact that foreign fossil fuels have been used to supplement green renewable technologies that have been unable to fuel European economies on their own, ultimately putting the blame for current hardship firmly in the EU's lap. The European Council and EU Commission are complaining about bottlenecks in the energy supply and the resulting damage to the economy, the politician remarked. The double standard, exactly, the EU is causing these problems itself with its Green Deal and Fit for 55 carbon reduction program, she continued. In Germany alone, over 40 new gas-fired power plants were to be built as backup energy for the volatile renewable energies, operated with cheap Russian gas. Limmer went on to say that her party clearly rejects the EU's green agenda, which she described as an ideology-driven monster. The IFD politician is not alone in her criticism of the EU's green agenda, with a number of MEPs coming out to decry the likes of Fit for 55 and the Green Deal as being utterly unsuitable at a time of serious economic hardship. One of these MEPs, Christian Drăs of the Romanian Christian Democratic National Peasants Party, previously lambasted the Green Deal as reducing the wealth of Europeans while strengthening Russia, saying that the EU had long been warned by experts that the plan would be to the detriment of the bloc. There were many experts who said that it will cause economic chaos in the European Union, Drăs remarked back in April. They all said that if this law is implemented the way it is proposed, it will make poor people poorer, and it will undermine the European economy, he continued. And what do we see? In 2022, we see higher energy prices everywhere that are hitting right now the most vulnerable Europeans, but this was something that was raised since 2019 to 2020. Dr. Gunnar Beck, another MEP from the EFT, has also vocally criticized the EU's green agenda, saying that senior members of the bloc are even using the REPowerEU, a scheme that is meant to be aimed at restoring stability to Europe's energy sector, to push Green Deal policies instead. A climate project is now being fabricated from an emergency support package for the countries most dependent on Russian gas, he said. In short, the parliament is rebranding REPowerEU into an annex of the EU Green Deal, instead of helping countries accelerate their decoupling of Russian gas. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.